want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. And it's time to step up and stand up, right? Anyway, just a little bit of sunshine in your life every morning here on Agenda 21 Radio. We welcome your listenership and all of you East Coasters out there. I know you're into your third and fourth and fifth cups of coffee. Now, I sort of live on East Coast time out here on the left coast. Because, well, you know, you got to do show prep, right? You got to do show prep. Anyway, a lot of things going on in the show prep discovery areas. We've got a lot of stuff happening here on the left coast, and we're going to be talking about Oroville Dam in particular because the dangers that are looming at Oroville. Yeah, just not a lot of communication with John Q. Public, you know, who fits the bill, and we're going to be kind of getting into the root of the evil, so to speak, out there so you understand what's going on and how important the next week, 10 days, is for the United States of America. Okay, also, the president is on a roll. Of course, we all know that. He's going to be meeting, again, part two of the Nancy and Chucky show. I guess they're going to meet. I guess they're going to meet with Donald J. Trump. You know, and again, we wake up this morning, and it's shocking to know that he is your president. I know you're all kind of numb by now that he is your president. Get used to it. Because tomorrow when you wake up, he's going to be your president also. Now, a month ago, shocking, he was the president. And 6 months ago, he was the president. And a year ago, 2 years, unbelievable. The trend is our friend. There's kind of a trend there, right? 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, a week ago, yesterday, Donald Trump was our president. Shocking. I can't believe such stuff out there. How in the world can he be the president for so long? Well, just get used to it because you probably have about another 6 years to go. And golly gee whizzickers, what's it going to look like in the United States of America? Probably not like it looks right now. There's going to be a complete paradigm shift in the United States of America, and the left knows it. That's why they're desperate, right? That's why they're desperate. Don't be distracted by the local, now get used to it, are we numb by it all, shootings, right? Right. Just all kind of used to that, right? We'll never get used to these kind of things, but you see what I'm saying. This is all part of that sort of thing going on. The big word out is that Joe Biden, boy, I saw a thing. Here it is right here. Hang on. Okay, I'm going to go to, where did I see that? Here it is on Drudge. Slurs through speech. Joe Biden. I listened to this last night in the wee hours as we were constructing the grievance for today. By the way, it's Grievance 66 coming out today. We'll read, because I think it's pertinent to read. It's about the Second Amendment. Okay, so this, for gravy news, not gravy, not gravy. Boy, doesn't gravy sound good right now? I know, biscuits and gravy. Listen, I can't do biscuits and gravy. That's just over the top, but just the notion of it. I know I'm teasing. And pancakes. Pancakes. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. It's morning and coffee. Excuse me. Oh, Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Part uno. 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 Part deux. Part deux is in the mix right now, by the way. For those of you who are wondering about my Agenda 21 Radio Coffee, man style only. Man style only. So this is what they say here, and I think we'll get to this. It says, old man Joe, Biden slurs his way through first speech as presidential candidate. And it, I got to tell you, I'm gonna pump up the volume so you can hear this, because it needs to be heard. I was really kind of shocked by it, and with too many martinis, and I just can't. If this is that, I'm going to let you listen to it, and you tell me. The call-in line is 215-867-8255, and I want you to assess this for yourself. Now, I got all the volume, I think, right. We'll see about an adjustment here. Here we go.
Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive of Allegheny County Executive, being here, and all my time in public life, from which I've gotten involved, the country wasn't built by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers. If the enterprise hits hard times, everybody took a hit. Union workers, the UAW, took incredible cuts in their future and their pensions and the less to get GM working. They also got that last year and try to cut wages or freeze wages for their people. Right today, the same is happening in big hospital systems. I think we have to rethink how we define what constitutes a successful economy. Folks in America don't think their children are going to have the same standard of living they had. How can a person dignity be maintained? Why do they do that? It means investing much more in medical research to conquer devastating diseases like cancer and addiction and Alzheimer's.
It's very interesting. I'm watching the reactions of the people behind him in this speech, and it was at a union rally, I think in Pennsylvania yesterday. All that coming from his mouth is him, and then he really kind of chops up the language factor there, and he's got a teleprompter right there, and he's reading from it obviously, but he's getting it really wrong. I mean, it's and the people behind him are kind of like looking. You can see the bad thing when you're a candidate and you got people lined up behind you, and you got, oh, we support Joe, is when you're really screwing up in your speech and your speech pattern goes to pot. No, I don't suggest that, but it goes. The speech thing happens. And we all listen. We're in the speaking world, and this sort of thing happens, right? But you don't. Gosh, it just looks like he's drunk, or the speech patterning itself is like he's under the influence of something. Let me put it to you that way. And is there something else going on? When I first thought about it, I said, "Has he suffered a stroke or something?" Because I've seen people who've had these mini strokes and they look like that. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying it was a bad thing. It really wasn't a good thing.
So God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, anyway. it didn't look good for Joe, in my humble opinion. Anyway, and we're not making fun of anybody who might have a disability at all. We all do these things, of course, sometime or another. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so is it all good in the hood? Yo, 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 yo. Hey, bro. Is it all good in the hood? We want to find out. Inquiring minds want to know if it's all good in the hood. Okay, in the neighborhood, right? Venezuelan Guaido leads military uprising. This is going on, like, right now. Right now. And we're going to look into this. It says Venezuelan Guaido leads military uprising, heavily armed soldiers, coup attempt in Caracas. That's what's going on right now. Detained activist Leopold Lopez freed. Okay, well, let's start out with the detained activist Bidnit and find out what's going on with this. Venezuela, Juan Guaido and Leopold Lopez appear together with military forces in Caracas. Looks like things are happening. It says here that the president in charge of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, announced This is kind of interesting. Hmm. I mean, really, it looks like military coup d'etat happening. So disinformation agents, get your pencils out. It says, Guaido announced that from the military air base of La Carlota. Hey, Carlota, huh? La Carlota. That since Tuesday, April 30th, Operation Libertad began to cease the usurpation of Nicolas Maduro's regime. There's that word, usurpation. Yikes. Civilians gathered at the east of Caracas in support of the military insurrection, and military supporters of Maduro government took part of the base of the military aviation armed with long weapons. Man, who wrote this? Long weapons. So, you know, like AR-15s, right? And M-16s. Shocking. And I suspect more AK-47s. Double shocking. Merco Press, South Atlantic News Agency. That's where this is from. It says here that in the video broadcasted on his social network, Guaido appears with Leopold Lopez and officials of the Bolivian National Guard, the GBN. The Bolivian National Guard. It says he called on public employees for the achievement of national sovereignty. Today, brave soldiers, brave patriots, brave men attached to our Constitution have come to our call, he added. He also invited the Aid and Freedom Committees to activate and cover the streets of Venezuela. Lopez requested the support of the armed forces to join the protest of the so-called Freedom Operation to achieve the cessation of usurpation. Okay, there's that word again, usurpation. We use that word with New California. I wonder why. Shocking what that word might mean. We're gonna bring it up here. May 1st started today. It's not May 1st. It's the 30th. I mean, we're in the West. We are a part of the Western Hemisphere, and I don't think that the day has. We're not over there in. Well, I guess it's May 1st somewhere. Perhaps, right? It's Asia is May 1st. International time zones, get it? Says, the definitive cessation of usurpation began today, and we have the people of Venezuela today. All right, well, that sounds cheery. Few minutes on this, the sentence structuring here on this report is a little suspect. I think it's a translation from Espanol to Inglés. It says, A few minutes after Guaido's announcement, Jorge Rodriguez, communication minister of Maduro's administration, has informed through Twitter that they are confronting and deactivating a reduced number of military traitors who position themselves to promote a coup against the Constitution and the peace of the Republic. Okay, so let me read that again because it's kind of. I'll read it as it should be. How's that? I'll correct the English problem. To promote a coup against the Constitution and peace of the Republic. Okay, now some important words here that I want to, you know, play upon. Because we've got these words, right? Remember, words have meaning. We have Republic. We have usurpation, all right, that's one, and then Constitution. Don't you see some similarities to us in our Constitution in the United States? Constitution and Republic and usurpations. Those are just a few of the words being called on here. Yes, Venezuela's media reported that civilians gathered in Altamira at the east of Caracas in support of the military insurrection, and Bolivian National Police is suppressing the protests with tear gas bombs. Bolivian National Police. Desandro Caballo, second most important Chavista regime's man, okay, called his followers to convene. Again, sentence structuring here. I trying to have to clean it up, to convene in front of the presidential palace in Miraflores to defend it. Lopez was under house arrest after being detained and sentenced to serve almost 14 years in prison in September 2015 on charges of conspiracy to commit a crime, instigation, and destruction of public property. All right. Well, let's listen in here. Let's see what we got, if we got anything. Ah, here we go.
Carlos Paparoni, con quien vamos a conversar.
This is a report. This is part of the protest. I guess they're using tear gas right now. And there's people running around with their press helmets and their gas masks.
Hoy es un día muy importante para toda Venezuela. Hoy arranca la Operación Libertad. Hoy nosotros tenemos... Cada quien tiene que entender que tiene una misión, que tiene un trabajo.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of the sound from Twitter. And this is En Vivo. En Vivo. That's the little outlet that they've got going on. So this is kind of an interesting... You know, this is kind of interesting the way that the press is coming out about these things, isn't it? This is, again, from this group called Merco Press. Merco Press, all right? The South Atlantic News Agency. And I'm not going to get into the weeds on this guy, but the other articles that are out here about this is a serious insurrection going here. Coup attempt in Caracas. This is now Reuters, so we can get some real good sentence drive. Venezuela says it's confronting small group of traders attempting coup d'etat. Okay, so you got that South Atlantic thing here. Caracas, Venezuela's government is confronting a small group of military traders who are seeking to promote a coup, Information Minister Jose Rodriguez said Tuesday on Twitter. A Reuters journalist saw opposition leader Juan Guaido standing near an Air Force base in Caracas surrounded by a group of men in uniform. Mm-hmm. And it says here, what are they doing? Let's get these little video clips, you know. It says here, that's what's going on. That's the article. Okay, Reuters. There you go. That's it. That's it. That's just what they have. Venezuela says it's confronting a small group of traders. Okay, now, this is the next article. It's sketchy. It's really sketchy. I haven't even heard anything on the other. See, I usually get these little things coming. It says Venezuelan Guaido leads military uprising. That's the top thing going on. Aha, this is from Associated Press. Venezuela takes to the streets in military uprising. So if they've got anything else on this... It says here, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido took to the streets with activist Leopoldo Lopez and a small contingent of heavily armed troops Tuesday in a bold and risky call for the military to rise up and oust socialist leader Nicolas Maduro. I want to tell the Venezuelan people this is the moment to take to the streets and accompany these patriotic soldiers, said Lopez, who had been detained since 2014 for leading anti-government protests. Everybody should come to the streets in peace. Wow. Says he'd been forced to under house arrest, yada, yada, yada. Okay, that's it for them. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're just sort of hanging out here a little bit and talking about what in the world is going on in Venezuela. Yeah, a lot of things going on. You know, it's kind of interesting. I'm looking at this AP article from Venezuela. Or actually about Venezuela. And what time? See, this, what time? What day is a week? I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. And what time zone is Venezuela in? I mean, it's not a day ahead of us, but this must be going on like this morning or something. I mean, within hours of us talking right now. And hats off to AP for what they're doing here. But this is a much more clarifying article than the one we had before. And I'm going to shift gears and see. I'm just going to see, because we do have all eyes on this. You know, like I tell people, I said use both eyes when looking. Unless you don't have both eyes, you know, you got to remember that. And no offense to people with only one eye or no eyes, right? What is wrong with me? But this is a very, very, I think, important thing to grasp about what's going on. Because, you know, we went through three different articles here. We kind of, from the most primitive articles from the South Atlantic group to now the AP, which is much more sophisticated. Let's see if one of the majors, if there is some sort of thing on YouTube, that's one of the things I was looking at, actually, is whether or not there's something out of YouTube that could give us some live stuff, and we'll check into this. Ah, here we go. Moment is now. All right, this is breaking news. All right, this now just popped up on Fox News. Shocking. It says Venezuela's Guaido issues bold call for military to rise up and overthrow Maduro. This is brand new, right off of. And don't worry, we're going to get to the. We have time. We will be getting to the whole situation going on in at the border because, again, we got crazy things happening, right? It says Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido took to the streets Tuesday morning and called for a military uprising, saying he has begun the final phase of his plan to oust. Okay, so that's happening right now, basically. And let's see if we got any video or audio to go with this. A little bit of a stream here, and see what we have. Okay, so we've got a failure to communicate, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a failure to communicate. So that seems to be the problem, doesn't it? I mean, it is amazing to me to see how these things kind of boil out from these kind of crazy things. So this is opposition leader Guaido calls for, let's see if we got the audio here. This is queued up from
tensions
Fox.
Boiling over in the country of Venezuela between President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido.
Protesters firing tear gas as Guaido calls for a military uprising.
All right, how long is this going to take? Kevin Cork joins us live from the White House with how the U.S. could respond. Kevin, this is amping up.
And no question, it's amping up, and we're hearing from senior administration officials that things are moving on the ground in Venezuela. That from my colleague John Roberts just moments ago. I also spoke with a senior administration official, and he said this is really about Russia and Iran doing all they can to maintain the status quo. They're backing Maduro. He also added that China has a hand in this. They really just want to be on the winning team. They don't care if it's Guaido or Maduro, but for now, it is Maduro, still the incumbent in position. I can also tell you this, Marco Rubio said on Twitter that it's the Chinese right now who are helping to shut down social media in that country. Juan Guaido also taking to Twitter. He said the people of Venezuela began the end of usurpation. At this moment, I meet the main military units of our armed force, initiating the final phase of Operation Freedom. Rubio then tweeted this: after years of suffering, freedom is waiting for people of Venezuela. Do not let them take this opportunity from you. Now is the moment to take to the streets in support of your legitimate constitutional government. Do not allow this moment to slip away. It may not come again. We also saw, as I mentioned, Rubio talk about China's influence in shutting down social media there. It's a fluid circumstance, folks. We're watching it. We're in contact with our sources here at the White House. I promise as I get more, I'll pass it along. But for now, back to you.
Okay, so now we've got some other words. The key thing here is that the words that I was talking about, because, you know, you got to remember something. Venezuela declared independence from De España back in the day, in the 1800s. Yeah, part of that whole group after, you know, 1776, when everybody declared independence, which no one wants to talk about, right? This is how significant this is in Venezuela. Listen, brotherly love. I mean, these countries, Venezuela, South America, all these countries declared their independence following what we did in the United States of America. That's just a fact, Jack. That's the way it works. So this is why I say, you know, they're talking about, and remember this, we don't do this here. I have not heard yet from these reports. This is the shocking thing about Venezuela in the conversation, in the dialogue. Remember, words have meaning. I have not heard anybody talk about a democracy in Venezuela. Huh? Ha 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 ha! I've heard them talk about the key word, republic. No democracy for you. You see, I don't think the word democracy is used in their Declaration of Independence or in. We'll have to pull it up just to do some research on that, or you guys can too, and get back to me. Email me, paul@a21r.com, and clue me in. But I don't think that they're referring to a democracy down there, because they have one in Maduro. They have a dictatorship. Right, there you go. Maduro is the dictator. He is a dictator. Very similar to Gavin Newsom in the United States. And Jerry Brown, of course. Dictators. Right. Because, you know, California has a monoparty system. Wow, there is no Republican form of government in this state. Just like there is no Republican form of government. And everybody's clamoring for it, you know. They want to protect the republic, but they don't have a republic because they got a dictator. They have a democracy. See, democracies are dictatorships, folks. That's why these guys, the left always like to use that word. And even some stupid Republicans, stupid. Even some of your people go on the Supreme Court, we have our democracy. No, we don't. No, they don't get it. They don't understand America in our history. We are a republic, not a democracy. A democracy is a dictatorship, and that's the struggle that's going on right now with Maduro. He's a dictator. And, of course, Hugo Chavez, who was the dictator before that, right? Yeah, he brought the dictatorship. And where did it all come from? Cuba, naturally. And so now we have the reappearance, shocking, of who? Guess who? China. Yeah, China is down there in a big way. And so is Iran. You know, there's another axis of evil going on, isn't there? Well, there is. You got China, and you now got... Who else could possibly be involved down there? Maybe Russia? Well, we do know that you got Iran, bad actors, and we know that. The jihadis are there, and there's one other really bad, evil actor down there. Certainly in South America, and now in Central, and even here in the United States. People who really don't like the United States. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, 821R.com, and NewCaliforniaState.com. And New California is a republic. Wow.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. A terror plot. Here we go.
Right now, and just into Fox News, domestic terror attack thwarted. We are waiting at this moment for an announcement from the feds on details of a major counterterrorism investigation. And according to the reporting of the Los Angeles Times, in just the last few minutes, prosecutors are set to announce this major bust in a foiled terror attack plot. Trace Gallagher putting together what we know so far. Trace?
We know, Shep, this involved the Los Angeles Police Department, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's, along with the feds. As you said, the FBI is now involved in this, and we're anticipating a news conference to happen sometime in the next 45 minutes or so. We're being told that this person has been watched for the past 2 or 3 weeks. There is no name been given, but the local NBC affiliate here in Los Angeles is now reporting that this was a U.S. Army veteran who they are looking at and have taken into custody, and this man may have been planning to go after targets like the White Nationalist March, which happened in Long Beach, California yesterday, the Santa Monica Pier, which is about 2 miles from where we stand right here, as well as bombing a Los Angeles freeway and targeting some Los Angeles Police Department officers. We have not confirmed that. That's from the local affiliate. We'll find out more in this, but we do know that this has been in the process now for a few weeks. They have been monitoring this person who we're told is a U.S. Army veteran, and the motivation appears to be the shooting, the attack on that New Zealand mosque. Remember, just this weekend in Poway, which is down in North San Diego County, we had a synagogue that was attacked, and that person, 19-year-old John Ernest, allegedly attacked that synagogue because of, as well, he was motivated by the attack on the mosque in New Zealand a few weeks ago, and this appears to be kind of in the same vein. We have no idea if these suspects have any connection at all, but we're being told that there might be one common denominator, and that might be it. Again, LAPD, the LA County Sheriff's Office, the FBI, other federal agencies also involved in this. As we get more information on this, Shep, we'll bring it back to you, because this is turning out to be a very big deal. You'll recall, LA has been the scene of at least 2 or 3 terror attacks in just the past 14, 15 years. We had the attack in San Bernardino just a few years ago in 2015. Where Saeed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik went in to that holiday party in that medical office in San Bernardino, opened fire and killed 14 people and then wounded 22 others. That ended with a shootout. Both Tashfeen Malik and Saeed Farouk were killed in that shootout. And if you go all the way back to 2002, we had the attack at Los Angeles International Airport at the El Al, the Israeli airline counter, where a terrorist came in and opened fire and shot and killed 2 people at the El Al counter. And now you have the word, the feds coming out saying there is a potential terrorist who may have been targeting major LA scenes like the Santa Monica Pier, which attracts thousands of people every day. And we're talking about the White Nationalist March, which happened yesterday. Again, this has been going on for the past 2 or 3 weeks. They've been surveilling this person that we're being told by the local NBC affiliate is a U.S. Army veteran and who may have been targeting the L.A. freeway system as well as Los Angeles police officers. Information, again, very scarce on this. We're getting as much as we can. The more we get, Shep, we will come back in periodically through the show.
Okay, so local terrorism just sort of obliterated here in California. They had it here. You know, it's kind of interesting that the feds are feeling a little bit more frisky in California about these kind of things than they've ever felt before, or at least for a long time anyway, because of, you know, the whole situation with, you know, no one likes the feds out here, right? That's the perception. It's because you're now, they love the feds when Obama was out here, right? At least the socialist Democrats did. And of course now there's no Obama. It's a Trump administration starting to form, and they're a little less frisky. Well, some people are. Now with the empowerment, I think, now when I'm saying a little less frisky, I mean the Democrats are not so frisky about it. But those on the Republican side, and I call them the good FBI, actually, they feel more frisky than ever to go after some of these things. So you're going to see stuff that has not been seen in California in a long time. My prediction, just friskiness going on, if you know what I mean. Just a little bit of friskiness anyway. Just a mere smidgen. Oh, who said that? A smidgen of truth. Anyway, this is something that's going to be carried on. We're going to be finding out more about this a little bit later, I think. Hopefully by the end of the show, we'll have some more information about it. Towards the end of the show, because this information came out late yesterday, and I'm not seeing a current thing on it anywhere, so we're going to have to find that out. All right, does it have anything to do with what happened in the synagogue of Poway? Unknown, but it is kind of interesting that it was broken up. And again, the targets were, looks like going to be Christians and Jews. I wonder what the motivation could have been on that one, right? Yeah, and we're running out of time in this hour, and I'm not going to be able to get up right now, this hour anyway, the information about the immigration crisis at the border. We're going to be doing that in a little bit in the next hour. And then, of course, we got grievance number 66 coming from New California and also the Oroville Dam situation, which is very dire at this point. Oh, my gosh, a repeat of 2 years ago? Could it possibly be? And the potential for large loss of life? I don't know. No one's saying anything. No one's concerned, huh? Just there's nothing to see here with the $1.1 billion fail. Just move along. Nothing to see. We'll cover it up with massive amounts of water. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Agenda 21 Radio.
Spygate.
Yikes. Spygate. You know, it's Epoch Times. Oh, my. Rod Rosenstein will be resigning effective May 11th. Well, after his planned departure. Wow. This is April 29th, 2019 letter. Dear Mr. President. This is a Dear Mr. President. I'm sorry. Am I being sarcastic? No, of course not. Why would I ever dare to be sarcastic under these circumstances, right? Hello. Says the Justice. This is a thing from Mr. Rosenstein and, Tom Fenton. He's got some stuff. What's your thoughts on this? Mr. Rosenstein may be leaving, but Judicial Watch FOIA lawsuits about his conduct will continue. I love it when this happens. I absolutely love it when this happens. Rod Rosenstein, that's right. Baron. So did you? Okay, let me back up. I've got a couple minutes. I got a minute here. Rod Rosenstein appears to be resigning. Shocking. This came out yesterday. At least it's a letter to the president from yesterday, right? And says here, Rod Rosenstein, boy, he's got that blue signature going on, says the Department of Justice made rapid progress in achieving the administration's law enforcement priorities, reducing violent crime, curtailing opioid abuse, and protecting consumers, improving immigration, and really, God, oh, well, we're glad you're going, Rod. He is going to be, his resignation is going to be effective May 11th. I am grateful to you for the opportunity to serve. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rod, and good riddance. That's just me, you know. The Mueller investigation is over. We just, you know, blew that one up, blew off, you know, 2 years of stress and strain for the American people, Rod, because of you. But other than that, thanks for leaving. That's another saga going by. You know, I got these editions of the Epoch Times Spygate, and it's really kind of cool, some cool stuff. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We're going to be, this hour is gone, but we have some special guests coming up in the third hour. You're going to really kind of enjoy that one. Anyway, so thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. We've got the convention coming up on the 16th and 17th. The 4th Constitutional Convention for New California. It's alive. And thanks for listening. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.